Hey guys, welcome to another episode of Bright Owl Politics. This is Ariana Mendez, your host, coming to you from Miami, Florida. Happy Election Day. Today is the day, guys. No more projections, no more hypothesizing. Today we learn who is right and who is wrong. Who is going to the White House next November? And it's really exciting for several reasons, and a lot of us will be able to connect with this. Finally, those text messages will stop. Finally, we'll get some answers as far as what is the vision that's going to lead our country through the COVID-19 pandemic and rebuild our economy. Whose vision is going to set the tone? So it's an exciting night for a lot of reasons. But guys, for my Republican friends out there and for those supporting the president, I think it will be a good night for us. I feel it. It's going to be good. And I think the media has no idea what's going on out there in America again. And I think the results will show that. So let's jump into the analysis, predictions, and all that good stuff. And I'll talk to you after.
Good morning.
Good morning. Happy November.
Happy Election Day. How are you?
Good. Are you excited?
Nerve-wracked, excited. It's a lot of emotions today.
A bundle of emotions.
No kidding.
So, what do you think?
I think he's going to definitely win. I think it's, I'm not as...
Who is he?
Trump. That's right. Okay. Sorry. Our president is going to win. I think he's going to win with, I'm not as confident as you. I don't think it's going to be over 300 electoral votes. I think it's going to be closer. It's going to be a little bit closer than that. But I think he'll win Florida. I think he'll win at least two of the Midwestern states, which basically will carry him the election.
So, my prediction is 308 electoral votes for Trump to 230. That's my prediction.
Mm. No, I saw that on your Instagram. You had a little nice map and everything.
Yes. Some people are more optimistic than me. Some people are saying that it's going to be higher. Honestly, I think it'll be very hard to win a state like Michigan. The unions are so entrenched there that infrastructure, that voter infrastructure, is going to be very hard to beat for Republicans.
Well,
go ahead.
No, I was just going to say that, well, the good news about the labor unions is that they are not exact. I think that Trump is the only Republican who's actually made inroads with them, only because of the fact that he has created the tariff wars with China as well as Mexico, and creating a brand new trade deal with Mexico was a huge win as far as the Midwestern states and the Iron Belt, as it's called.
Yeah, the Rust Belt. Yeah.
The Rust Belt, mm-hmm. Yeah. So the idea is that I think if you look in those terms and you're more optimistic about those states as a Republican, but I agree with you, it's still very hard Democratic wall that's up there. So it's going to be interesting to see how this is going to play out.
Well, we don't need to crack the entire wall. He needs Pennsylvania, he needs Ohio, he needs Wisconsin, and Indiana, Illinois, that's enough. You can, and he's doing very well with his numbers in Iowa. We need to, make this a topic of discussion. I don't know if you've been watching over the weekend, but he's been having major attendance at his rallies. And some of the data that's coming out of his rallies is that the people attending them, a lot of them, sometimes the majority of the people attending, are not even Republicans. They're Democrats or independents.
Well, the funny thing is that I actually... So he was here,
not
far from. Yeah, he was here in Miami. He was actually, I think, he was at the Opa-locka Airport, I think. That's north of downtown Miami.
Right.
And I literally had friends of mine text me that they were there. And of course, I get photos and it's just this massive amounts of people. And I'm just like, okay, well, there you go. There's where the excitement is, because I haven't yet had any of my liberal friends send me anything as opposed to the Democratic side. Even Obama was here and it wasn't that big of an event.
Well, Obama's not on the ballot. I think when he's on the ballot, I think that's a different dynamic. But him supporting other people, he hasn't been able to translate that secret sauce that he has when he support for others. It hasn't worked.
Well, he's the beginning of what I consider the modern day personality politics, right? It's hard for Trump to transfer his personality to the people he wants to support, the same reason why I think it's hard for Obama to transfer the power of people he wants to support. People are more excited about those candidates than they are about any other candidates in the party. Their force of personality and their will of personality is much more powerful.
Yeah, it's candidate specific. Trump on the ballot is different. Obama on the ballot is different. But somebody else on the ballot who each side supports, you're not going to get the same level of enthusiasm. But I'm encouraged. I'm really encouraged. And the Democrats seem to be in the same false sense of security than they are last time. So that just means that defeat will hurt that much more. I'm looking forward to that.
Well, there's also other issues you got to look at. I'm also concerned about Congress because last night, because if you imagine right now a Democrat leading Senate or House, we're going to have another impeachment.
Well, I don't think we'll flip the House. I think we'll keep the Senate, maybe pick up a seat or two, but I definitely don't think we'll flip the House. We'll gain some seats in the House, but definitely not flip it. I'm okay with a Republican-controlled Senate and a Republican-controlled House. It's the status quo we have now. And honestly, remember, every 2 years, there's an election in the House. So that will flush itself out next time.
Yeah. No, and I agree with you. The problem is that the House has a lot of oversight power towards the presidency that can really, I mean, the last thing we need is another 2 years of investigations.
Right. No, I know that would be exhausting. But hey, we need to talk about it. There is a possibility we could lose. The polls could be correct. Every pundit on TV could be accurate. And you and I are wrong. So let's discuss that. What happens if Biden wins tonight?
Well, unlike the other side, I'm a nationalist. The president that gets elected is the president, is my president. I don't understand the he's not my president movement. And, you know, it's going to be a fight tooth and nail in Congress for every little thing he wants to do. And that's part of my constitutional right to disagree with him.
I agree. And definitely we will wake up. The rivers will continue to flow. The sun will continue to rise and life will continue because we're not going to throw tantrums in the street. It's an election. We are not third world countries that have riots and coup d'etats because we are unsatisfied with the result of an election. That's not who we are. So unlike the left who will have tantrums and riots and burn things, we will stay in our homes. We will contemplate why we lost and we will move forward to the next fight.
Yeah. And I think that that's absolutely correct. I think that you're not going to see, there will be no looting, no violence, no situation where on our side is going to be like, oh, well, he's not our president. There will be mass protests about it. Our viewpoint is fine. We respect the commander in chief in respects to defense. But when it comes to legislation and policy matters, we will fight tooth and nail in Congress.
As it should be, and hold them accountable. But I don't think that's what's going to happen tonight, Carlos. That's not the gut feeling I'm getting. You know, 4 years ago, or I should say 5 years ago, I wrote an article for Women's Voices magazine in which I projected a Trump victory that night, that election night. And I got so much flack for it. I had people commenting like, Ariana, really? You really think he's going to win? This guy is a complete clown, he's a disgrace to the political process, blah 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 blah. But you know what, I'm making the same prediction now and I feel good about it. I don't know, I feel confident about it. I'm happy about it. I think it's going to be a good day for democracy today.
And I hope so that to be true. I'm just more worried about these mail-in ballots that we're going to have to, I agree with the president. They should announce the winner tonight. There should be no reason why they shouldn't announce. I mean, for God's sakes, I was awake till three in the morning last time.
Hey, you may not need Pennsylvania. I know that Pennsylvania is a huge concern because of the way they've changed the way they're doing their mail-in voting, very strict requirements. But you may not even need Pennsylvania.
I'm not worried. For me, if he carries Florida, he wins the election.
I don't think Florida is going to be that crucial this time around.
I still think that, but Florida has been crucial in every election since 2000. So my viewpoint is that if he wins Florida, he wins the election.
With diminishing returns, because in 2000, the Rust Belt wasn't in play for Republicans. That has changed.
No, that has changed. But I think that, like I said, Florida has determined every president since 2000. So I like our odds better if we win this state. And I think that the Rust Belt, if we make inroads, great. Like I said, I think if you carry Florida and two of the Rust Belt states, you win the election.
I'm optimistic. I stick with my 308, 230.
Well, I'm still saying he's going to win. I'm not suggesting he's not going to win. I just think the margins aren't as big as other people are predicting. I'm also thinking that the Democrats are going to.
Can we do a bet? I'm not a betting person, but a friendly bet.
Sure, a friendly bet. What are we betting? Yes.
Okay. How about a bottle of wine?
Okay.
So if I get close to my number, if he gets close to his number of the 308 of electoral votes, you buy me a bottle of wine.
Okay.
Now, and if it's give the me, opposite? Well, what's the opposite? Because anything below 308, you would win. So you need to pick a number. Ha, ha, ha.
Oh, that's not fair. I have to pick a number.
$292. Oh, wow. That's really tight.
Yep.
Okay, folks, you heard it. Carlos says $292. I say $308. Person who's close. A person who's closer has to buy the person who guessed it closer gets a bottle of wine.
Yes. You win, I get you a nice bottle of red wine. If I win, you give me a nice bottle of white wine.
Fine.
Because honestly, with red wine comes red waves.
Yes. So I'm excited about my bottle of red wine. Make it a good one.
Very confident, aren't we?
No, I am.
Now, the other thing is that as far as the Electoral College and everything, I think, you know, you're going to see. My also worry is that if once the Democrats lose this election cycle, the other issue is going to have, you have businesses right now boarding up their businesses because they're worried that there will be riots in the streets should Democrats lose. And there's going to be an upset on the liberal side. And this is partially like the news issue, because if the Democrats lose, it's because the Democrats aren't prepared for their loss is because the news made them feel so secured that there's no possible way that Donald Trump is going to win his reelection.
Look, here's the thing. Cockiness is a thing, but Trump is the ultimate closer, and the left consistently undermines him and underestimates his ability to persuade and influence people. And even to the last possible moment, the Democrats have not been leading the narrative. It's been Trump that has been leading the narrative, and they've been reacting to his narrative. So if they don't understand why they lost, that's on them. And that's a process they need to go through. We had the same process during when we lost in 2008. We had the same process when we lost 2012. It's a reflection period where, as a party, you look and say, okay, what are we doing wrong? What is it that we're standing up for that is not connecting with mainstream America? But that's a very honest discussion. I'm not sure a lot of people on the left want to have it, because that means they have to get out of their ivory towers and face reality.
Well, I also think that you're going to see the Democrats are going to have a major civil war. And they've been having many civil wars prior to this. But there's going to be a major civil war if they lose again. And I think that the issue is that they're going to have to look at themselves in the mirrors and say, are you actually going to use your progressive agenda that Bernie Sanders has promoted and has been trying to get into your party platform, and you've been denying it? Or are you going to try to continue the statesmanship of the old Democratic Party that Biden represents, that is failing and is dying because your voter base has become more radical?
I'll be honest with you. I think they'll have better luck if they actually have bolder positions, if they go more left and they try to water it down to the left, to the middle. Because I think that Bernie Sanders will probably have had a better time against Trump than Biden, honestly.
Well, I actually disagreed with you only because of the fact that I felt like if it was Bernie versus Trump, it would have been a very easy, clear contrast between the two. And it's still a very clear contrast between Biden and Trump. I'm not suggesting that that's not the case either, but it is a much more striking of that little, that line becomes thicker and thicker if you go with the Bernie Sanders candidacy.
But the left would have been more energized for Bernie, and
that's true. Biden
is, and there's an enthusiasm pickup.
Yeah. If anything, I think the Democrats have to learn that the base matters, and you need every person in your base to vote in order for you to win.
So give them a candidate they can actually be excited about. Clinton and Biden are not candidates that the base can be excited about. Come on. Buttered toast is more exciting.
Well, and that's the thing. I mean, when you're looking at Trump's numbers with Republicans, I think he has like a 98% approval rating. It's like, it's unheard of for the base.
It's huge.
And so in this election, I think you're getting not only just immediate Republican turnout that will basically just vote automatically down the line Republican. And I think that there's a lot of people out there. I have a few clients that are, you know, relatively relative wealth that they're worried about. If the election went the other way, they're not just voting for Trump. They're voting for Trump and Republican down the line because they really want to protect Congress from a Democratic wave or any kind of policies that will change the tax codes. So
I did that this year and I do it every cycle. I'm a Republican. I'm a rank and file Republican. I've been a Republican since before I could vote. And there's something always very satisfying to just take a ballot and go Republican, that, all the way down the ballot. And of course, when I see a Democrat and it's, I only have an option as a Democrat, cringe and go, ooh, no. yes, that's a process I go through every cycle. But definitely, yes, there a lot of people are like, okay, it's not just Trump. We need to defend the Congress. We need to defend the Senate. We need to make gains in those houses and in our state and local governments.
Yeah, and I think that like, for example, and I agree with you, there are plenty of us out there that are both down the line, party lines, but I think that there are a lot of people who are more moderate than we are.
We love you, moderate folks.
Personality. they are looking not solely just on the voting block of the person that they're voting for, but the character of the person they're voting for, and they really want a good character there. So therefore, sometimes their voting looks like a little bit of a Christmas tree, where it's like Republican here, Democrat there. So there's also people who just like divided government because they want checks and balances. I think this election cycle, you're going to see people are less likely to have that kind of, they don't want as much check and balances. They want a straight line down the line, party lined vote than you have seen ever before. And I'm talking about clients that are truly like either Democrat leanings or registered Democrat who are just going to vote completely Republican because of the economic issues.
To quote the song, come on over, baby.
I don't know if you ever convinced them to register Republican, but I think that they're going to be voting Republican for the next two or three cycles.
That's fair. I'll take them. They're welcome for as long as they want to stay in the tent.
But seriously, I mean, if you look at it in those terms, and the thing is that, and that's why I said I respect the commander-in-chief in power, but we're going to fight him tooth and nail in Congress, is because if, let's say, God help me if I say this, if there's a Biden presidency, a Biden-Harris presidency, we are going to be in major, major defensive mode over everything in the Congress. We're going to be
We should. That's the way this works, people. This is our democracy in action. This is how it works. But I'm excited. It's going to be a good night for us. So make sure that, you know, you stay up because I'll be texting you.
Oh, absolutely. And by the way, my next little question with you is that have you noted, I'm going to make a prediction. Whatever happens, I think that
you'll still be my friend?
No, yeah, absolutely. No. I'm talking about the popular vote versus the Electoral College. And absolutely. I'm going to tell you right now, there's going to be another article. I think I see it tomorrow. New York Times major opinion piece says we must get rid of the Electoral College.
Oh, that's happening. There's
something wrong with the Electoral College.
Yeah, exactly.
We must reevaluate it.
Yes. And I just want to reiterate to every one of your viewers and reiterate to everybody who's, you know, who has a brain. We're not a democracy. We're a republic. They're, you know, it's similar, but very different. We believe in representational government, not direct voting government. So even if the president loses the majority, the popular vote, it means nothing, because obviously we are the United States of America, not the United People of America. And the states, and in order for our union to maintain itself, we need to provide voices to states that are not as popular or has a lot of population as, like, let's say California, Florida, or New York and Texas. If you ran purely on a popular vote, those four states determine every single election from now on.
So it's the tyranny of the majority.
Yeah. So, and I think that people need to respect the fact that there is a representational aspect, and we've always been representational. There's very few direct democracy votes in the United States. There's very few of them. I think the only ones that exist like that are city councils in the Northeast.
Of course, they would be in the Northeast.
Yeah, there's, but everything else has been, everything else, just look at, and I welcome everyone to read their constitution. I welcome for everyone to read how things get done in their states. Is all representative government.
Well, yeah, because we learned that lesson. We didn't want, the majority to have all the say. We wanted less populous areas to also have a say in the process. So the founders did that intentionally. These were smart people.
Yeah. Well, and I also think you have to also negotiate with statehoods and state people and states that are not as, like I said, they're not as, they don't have the population that other states do, and they still should have some equal footing with the other states and how this goes. And that's why we do it the way that we do it. But regardless of that, I think that that's going to be you're already starting to see those articles come out, but if Trump wins, and I hope he does, that's going to be the major news story tomorrow. The Electoral College must be abolished.
But
the Electoral College is just so hard to understand.
So here's the thing that really gets me thinking, the fact that these articles are coming out not even after the election, but on the eve of the election, already anticipating an issue. Isn't that telling, Carlos?
Well, I think it was even Michael Moore, you know, their
famous director.
Yeah, the famous reporter director, a god-like creature that they have on their side, or to their viewpoint. He's actually already saying that the party has major issues, that they don't realize that there's a huge chance that they may lose. So when you have people like Moore ringing the bell, and even Bill Maher ringing the bell that there's an issue, I think that you're going to find that this is going to be a very tough night for a lot of Democrats. And the thing is that, and I just want to mention, sorry, I just want to say one last thing for that. Democrats, don't cry. Don't feel like you're going to be killed. Don't feel like you're going to be deported. Don't feel like you're going to be taken. Every right's going to be taken away. It's not like 2016. You're not. And it's never been like that. You are accepted as a member of, if you're a citizen and you're a member of our country, you are not going to lose rights. If anything, you're going to be defended for them.
I agree. And I think people just need to have, grown-up conversations with themselves and say, hey, you can't be all about the coast. You can't be in your ivory towers. There's no lot. Urban America and rural America have different priorities. It's okay. How do you, as a party, Democrats, reach across that split between rural and suburban and urban, and talk and address things that matter to those people, because there is a disconnect.
So, yeah.
We'll see.
We'll see. But I think that you're going to, and the thing is that I also blame the news media, because the new news media has made it seem like they had this in the bag. If Trump wins, I hope there will be heads rolling down all the news organizations as far as that's concerned. I hope there's a lot of firing. And because if you listen to Don Lemon every day, and if you listen to Chris Cuomo every day, then all you think is that Trump is a bigot and Trump is going to lose his election hands down, and that everything is going to be hunky-dory. So
please, please continue listening to those people, because that means those people listening will be confident, won't go to vote, and we win. So please continue being and have this false sense of security. I encourage you, watch more Don Lemon, watch Cuomo every night, record the episodes, rewatch them on the weekends. Please do so. Continue with the ignorance.
Oh, you're just mean.
No, I just see it completely differently. Like, continue watching this. Don't have a eureka moment and say, hey, we need to reevaluate. Continue being oblivious and continue losing elections. Works for me.
Works for me. Whatever it takes to win, as they say.
No, it's just like, I'm not going to sit here and tell the audience, oh, yes, they need to wake up and smell the roses. I'm a rank-and-file Republican. Obviously, I want my party to win. And if these people don't get their act together and don't have their come-to-Jesus moment or come-to-whatever moment, because they don't believe in, most of them don't believe in God, whatever it is, yeah, I don't care. Like, you do you and continue losing.
Well, I think that's a valid point. I'm just saying you know how ridiculous and stupid these news media people are all sounding, because they've been saying for months that Trump is going to lose the election.
And how are they going to save face tomorrow morning? That is what I want to know. Like, I don't even watch morning news shows because they tend to irritate me, with the exception of Fox and Friends, I will admit. But I will watch it tomorrow. And then go on YouTube over the weekend, and somebody will collect all the expressions on their faces, and I will watch it over and over again, just like I did in 2016, because I enjoy that kind of stuff.
I think what's even more interesting is how the press conference is going to go.
Oh, yeah.
I can only see his smile on his face while he talks to, and to John King especially.
Oh, yes.
I'm back, baby. Yes.
For 4 more years.
And,
so I'm excited, though. We'll see what happens. Election night is always exciting for me. I'm a political nerd. I like the process. This is my Super Bowl. So we'll see how the game turns out. But I'm confident.
To me, I'm an anxious beaver when it comes to the election.
Oh, my goodness. Because I have so many people that have asked me, hey, Ariana, can you watch the coverage and just wake me up whenever there's a result? And I'm like, okay. So how many calls do I have to make here? Am I going to have to call you too to let you know?
No. I have a little ritual I do every election night, and I don't need anyone to call me. I do find out. I have two alarms set, one for 1 a.m., one for 3 a.m. Okay, because at 3, nice. I think 3 a.m. is when they announced his victory last time. So just in case, I'm putting a 3 a.m. alarm on.
Oh, I don't know if I can go to sleep, because I'm so excited.
It's not even that. It's not even that. It's just like, you know, there's only so much I can take from these news anchors for so long. I mean, I'd have to watch Fox this time, because last time I actually watched Bloomberg, to be honest with you.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And that was just tiring, because there was nothing fun about the people who were telling me the news. So I think that if I watch Fox, I'd be more entertained. As far as how the things were going, so probably I'll do that this time around. But I mean, it's gonna be an interesting night. Again, I think I agree with the president. They have to determine a victor tonight. I don't want to wait another week to figure out who's victorious.
Let's see how it plays out. But I'm optimistic. We'll get.
Yeah.
You know, a result.
Yeah, but again, I think that this mail-in voting does concern me, so we're gonna find out sooner or later that if that's gonna be an issue.
Well, we'll see. I will say, just because of the way things go usually in politics, if it's starting to take longer, that's probably better for Trump, because if polls were suggesting that a state was going to go this way, and the polls and the actual votes coming in don't match, networks will hold off calling states. And if it's a longer night, it will probably be better for Trump.
I think you're right. I think that's the same thing that happened last time. I mean, they literally couldn't promote a victor until 3 a.m. in the morning. So I think the same situation is tonight. I think you're going to have a very long night of counting and counting and counting.
Right.
And people are just going. And of course, and as the time it's funny because at 1 a.m. when I woke up to see what was going on, you can already start seeing a little bit tears. And then by 3 o'clock, it's like full on like morning.
Oh, yeah. I think if you turned on MSNBC, they all needed like a teddy bear to snuggle, you know, a comfort animal.
Exactly. So we'll see. This is going to be an interesting one. I think it's going to be fun to watch. I'm going to watch Fox this year, so hopefully I'll be awake most of the time. But if not, I have alarms.
Understood. Well, Carlos, thanks for coming on the show. And, well, we'll talk soon because politics has a way of having a lot of twists and turns.
And like I said, for the first time in my life, I hope I lose and I owe you a bottle of wine.
Oh, yes. I hope you do, too.
All right. Have a great one, my dear. I will talk to you later. And as always, thank you for having me on your show.
Of course. Happy Election Day.
Happy Election Day. Bye.
Bye. Well, guys, I encourage you, if you haven't voted already, go out, vote. It's your constitutional right. Use it. I think regardless of who the winner is tonight, America wins because people have had the opportunity to raise their voice in support of the candidates that they're choosing. And that's a winning day for democracy, for America. And I really, truly mean that. Obviously, I have my horse in the race. I am excited about Trump's reelection. But the fact that we're going out to vote in the middle of a pandemic and the levels of voting are as high as they are tells us that Americans still believe in the process of democracy, believe in the importance, especially at crucial times in our history, of raising their voice, casting a ballot, because they understand the importance of the process. And I think that that is one thing we can all agree on, left, right, middle. That is something we can all agree on. So guys, thanks for joining in on this special episode. I predict a red wave, but we will see. We'll see if I'll eat crow on Friday for our regular scheduled episode. But regardless, thank you for listening in. Remember, we're on Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, Spotify, wherever you get your podcasts. So catch up on all our old episodes. Follow us on Instagram at Right Owl Politics. We're also on Twitter and Facebook. So follow us everywhere. We are everywhere. And remember, we're not your dad's political news show. So spread the word. We bring you news from a different and uniquely millennial perspective. So thanks, guys. See ya.